So on the phone now with Pat, who with another friend of hers came to Fred and I and tried to get the Beatles to come to Roanoke. And we, if you remember that, back in 1965, early 1965, we sent out petitions after petitions. We had the mayor, it was Benton Dillard at that time, sign them, and we sent them to NIMS, which of course was the Beatles' headquarters. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna play a little piece of a tape. Fred put me up to this. I'm gonna tell you, he said, look, it's George Harrison's birthday. Let's sneak up on him, call England, and wish him a happy birthday.
Virginia, Mr. Jack Fisher, trying to contact Mr. George Harrison, and the young lady told me that he never comes into this office. Would you know if he could be reached at another telephone?
George Harrison is at the moment somewhere between London and the Bahamas.
I see.
He took off at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I see. Therefore, he cannot be reached.
Oh.
Is Mr. Brian Epstein available?
He also went to the Bahamas at 2 o'clock.
I see. He also went, sir.
Who is this I'm speaking to?
May I have your name, sir?
My name is Brian Mulligan.
Mr. Brian Mulligan.
Press officer.
My party will speak with you. Go ahead, please.
When do they start filming the movie?
On the 24th.
And they left this morning?
Yes, 2 o'clock this afternoon on a charter flight to the Bahamas.
And, do you know anything about their tour of the United States you could tell us?
All I know about the tour of the United States is that it will be in August. They will open in New York, I think about the 15th of August, and will close in Hollywood about the end of the month.
We called originally to ask and to wish George a happy birthday this coming Thursday. Yes. Do they have anything special planned for his birthday this Thursday in the Bahamas?
Nothing special is planned for his birthday in the Bahamas that I know of. One assumes that there will be some sort of celebration, but I don't know what. I mean, who are you?
I'm Jack Fisher at WROV Radio. I'm a disc jockey in Roanoke, Virginia. And the citizens of Roanoke, we sent some petitions and postcards in an effort to try to bring the Beatles to Roanoke, and I was calling in reference to that and also to wish George a happy birthday.
Well, that's very nice of you, but unfortunately, there's no way that you can, at the moment, pass on your best wishes personally to him.
Well, maybe you can give him the message when he comes back.
I'll do that with the greatest of pleasure.
All right, thank you very much.
Station what?
WROV.
WROV?
Right, in Roanoke, Virginia.
Roanoke?
Right.
You're Jack Fisher?
That's right.
You're a DJ, are you? All right, well, of course they won't be back in this country for any length of time until, probably midway through March, because when they do about a fortnight in the Bahamas, no, 3 weeks nearly in the Bahamas, and then they will just come back to London for one day and then fly out again to the Austrian Alps.
Mm-hmm.
For more filming, so it'll be quite a long time before I see the Beatles again.
Has there been any reaction to Ringo's marriage? Have any note? Everyone's happy, eh?
Yes.
Well, it was nice talking to you, Mr. Mulligan.
Thank you very much, Mr.
Bye-bye.
Fisher.